Al-Qaeda also has historic ties to warlords and Islamic fundamentalists in Somalia. After a decade of civil war in the East African country, a fragile transitional government is trying to restore order. Ali Gilaad is the former prime minister of Somalia. He says that to be successful, any search for terrorist activity there must have the consent and cooperation of the Somali people.
Nobody from the outside world can impose a solution on Somalia. What is needed and to ensure that Somalia is not a launching pad for terrorism is to work closely with Somalis.
Tell me about U.S. intelligence reports saying that Somalia is important to terrorists.
There hasn't been a central government in Somalia for over 12 years, and therefore the fear is that terrorists can exploit that. The second aspect is that there have been indications that a local Islamic organization called Al-Ittihad had links with foreign organizations which are similar orientations. And one that has been pointed out is that of Al-Qaeda. The transitional national government is supposed to be in cahoots with some of these Islamic fundamentalists. And therefore, the fear is that the absence of a central, authority will be a point of, weakness and an entry point for terrorists.
What is the Al-Qaeda presence in Somalia right now?
I don't think there is any clear-cut presence of Al-Qaeda. Osama bin Laden no less claims to have been active and to have lent support to Mohammed Farah Aidid in 1992-93 when the American servicemen were killed. The claim made by Osama bin Laden and the what my Somali friends tell me somehow point in the same direction, that there has been some contact. But at the moment, there are no organized groups that have military camps, that have militias which are active. I hazard the guess that even bin Laden himself, if he comes, I don't think it's enormously difficult to come and stay in a small town or village in Somalia. But Somalia is, again, a very fairly homogenous country. Just about everybody knows everybody else. So it won't be easy to hide for long, and especially if one attracts attention.
But the U.S., if it learns that Osama bin Laden is there or that some other Al-Qaeda cell is operating out of Somalia, what should it do? Should it come in and have a strike right away? Should it take it to the UN?
I think if Osama bin Laden or a cell is operating out of Somalia, the U.S. should take the appropriate measures.
A lot of Americans are learning something about Somalia now through this movie, Black Hawk Down, having to do with Somalia of 1993. How different is Somalia today?
The great majority of Somalis at that time and right now are very supportive of the international community coming to Somalia and helping Somalis help themselves in reestablishing a state. And most Somalis, even in October 1993, were supportive of the presence of the UN mission and the United, the American forces being there. The horrible thing was one faction leader, Mohammed Farah Aidid, was against the American presence there. And that faction in Mogadishu, forget about the rest of the country, is a minority. And that's where I think there is a misread of the Somali situation. In the past, this film or this movie, Black Hawk Down, is probably going to contribute to this notion of a Somali syndrome, an ungovernable place, and a hostile sort of orientation of Somalis towards the Americans and towards the Western world. That simply is not the case.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Ali Gilaad is the former prime minister of Somalia.